Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here's some new warnings that, they've been around for a while, but now more attention being drawn to what happens when you share a photo on social media. We're being joined by Consumer Reports tech writer Thomas Germain, who is here to tell us that, you know, Thomas, you share a picture, you think it's kind of harmless, but you're not just sharing that picture when you post something in most cases, are you?
Be revealing more information than you realize. So details about when, where, and how a picture were taken are captured automatically by smartphones and digital cameras. And those details are embedded in your photo in what's called EXIF data, which is short for Exchangeable Image File Format. And most of that's pretty mundane stuff about camera settings, but some of the information is pretty personal, and the EXIF data travels with the photo wherever you send it, so from the camera to your hard drive or even a website. So to give you an example, we found a random picture of a kid at baseball practice on a website called Flickr, and once we downloaded the picture, we were able to tell everything from what time the photo was taken to exactly where the boy was standing down to the foot, and even the type of phone that the photo was taken with. What we don't know is whether the photographer realized just how much information they were revealing about their kid on the internet.
So maybe, are you suggesting then that people don't share photos or hit that, you know, click to share while they're on vacation?
Well, no, that's not it. You know, there are some easy techniques you can use to remove that data if you're worried about it. And, you know, it's like a lot of aspects of digital privacy, where security experts and Consumer Reports included say the important thing is for people to make informed choices about what they're sharing and when. So EXIF data is really useful in certain situations like where you want to sort your own photos by location. But there are some other situations where you do need to be careful. And if you're sharing images with people you don't know or trust, you should be wary of whether or not you're revealing sensitive information like your location data.
And to be clear, this is different than, you know, if you post a photo on Instagram or something like that, you can, choose whether or not to include your location, a location tag on that post. This is something related to the photo itself.
Yeah, that's right. So it's in the image file, and we did some tests and found that a lot of sites that let you display photos like Facebook or Instagram will automatically remove the EXIF data before your photo is shown to others, and it won't be available to people who are looking at it. But even though the data enter their systems, representatives the Consumer Report spoke to said that the information isn't used for advertising, which is one of the privacy concerns that we keep an eye on. But that doesn't mean that social media companies are just throwing that information away. For example, representatives from Twitter and Facebook told us that EXIF data is used for analytics purposes and improving their services. So it's something you need to weigh for yourself when you're thinking about your privacy.
Yeah. Now, is there a way that I could remove some of that EXIF data myself?
It's actually pretty easy to do, but the steps vary depending on what device you're using. So most smartphones don't have built-in tools, but there are free apps you can find for viewing and removing EXIF data. It's easier on a computer. If you're using Windows, for example, you can right-click on the file, and you hit Properties, and if you look around, you'll find a button under the Details tab called Remove Properties and Personal Information that will strip out your location. The instructions are pretty similar on a Mac. You open a photo in the default image viewer, which is called Preview. You click a button called Show Inspector under the Tools menu, and you'll find a Remove Location Info button that will delete those details. But neither of those methods gets rid of location or exit data entirely, you'll still be able to see some information. But there are even easier things you can do if you're really worried about it. One thing that Consumer Reports privacy experts recommend is you can just take a screenshot of the photo and share that instead, because screenshots typically don't include the same kind of sensitive information that a camera collects. And for more tips on removing exit data, you can check out our website, cr.org.
Okay, good information there. Thomas Germain with Consumer Reports.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.